Good morning. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. Happy Veterans Day to you. Thank you to all of our servicemen and women who have served and continue to serve. You are what makes our nation the home of the brave and the land of the free. And I am very excited this morning to welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel Clay Stackhouse, who is a Marine Corps veteran and financial expert, and he serves as a regional outreach manager at Navy Federal Credit Union. Good morning, Clay. Thank you for joining the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Good morning, Ruthie. Yay, I'm so happy to be on.
Happy to have you. Happy Veterans Day to you, sir. Thank you so much for your service to our nation and continuing with Navy Federal Credit Union, to improve the lives of all the members that you have there at NFCU.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't realize in all the time of service, I mean, I served 25 years, but a lot of people join the military and then just do an honorable tour and get out to the tune of 250,000 people a year actually transition out of the military. I mean, in a four-year time span, that's a million people. So there's a lot of veterans out there that we want to salute today.
Absolutely, yes, and that is exactly what we are speaking about this morning. You are just such an expert in this area where Navy Federal has released the Best Cities After Service 2020 list in partnership with Operation Homefront. And so I am very excited to learn more and share more with our community about that list. And I wondered if you could tell us which cities topped the 2020 list and how were they chosen?
Yeah, it's exciting, Ruthie, because as you know, the veterans, I mean, that's our core constituency, right, with the military veterans and their families. And so every year we've done a best of list at Navy Federal, which is something just to help veterans in their transition. Last year, I was the spokesman for the best careers after service, and that was a lot of fun. I was able to go out and help veterans get into a different career field and help them decide what would be best in the next step for them. This year, we worked with our research partners, Maru Matchbox and Sperlings. We've worked with them before. We came together with Operation Homefront, as you mentioned, an organization like Navy Federal, which is rooted in, I mean, relentless service to military and veterans. And we came up this year, like you said, with our Best Cities After Service list. So how we came up with this, we talked to over 1,000 veterans and their families about quality of life metrics, really. I mean, cost of living, housing affordability. We talked about access to recreational facilities and proximity to healthcare resources. And although we call it our top 10, we actually came up with 20 cities. I'm not going to tell you all of them. There's a few here in our local area. I will tell you Daphne, Alabama is on our list. Gulfport, Mississippi is on our list, but it's a very geographically dispersed list, right? Because, as I mentioned, 250,000 people transitioning a year. That's a lot of individual transitions. So, I mean, our list goes from Charleston, South Carolina, all the way out to San Diego, California is on the list. Duluth, Minnesota is on the list. So, I think it's important to know that everybody is going to be able to look on this list and find something that pertains to them.
That is just so interesting, the metrics that you're using, looking at quality of life indicators. So what is it, you know, when you're giving like an overall ranking here that makes these cities best suited for veterans?
So, right, we curated this list with an understanding of a lot of different factors, right? So as you narrow down, those factors I mentioned before are kind of broad brush, but veterans want to talk about what's the veteran's income in an area? What are the unemployment rates, right? And proximity of VA hospital, like we have one here in Pensacola, or military bases. You know, those are things that that veterans are looking at. And actually, we've decided that as these veterans transition out, because of really what's happened with COVID, we've realized that we're doing a lot more teleworking than we did before. So we're not drawn to these big city hubs that we used to be. And basic places that, you know, someone may want to go to a place just for what they have in the community, looking for strong community. There's different incentives to live different places, and that's why being varied on this list was important to us, because we wanted veterans to ask themselves, exactly what is it I want to do when I transition?
That is so fantastic. And I love seeing that, you know, we've got nearby places on our list. Of course, we have such a heart for our military here in Pensacola specifically and in our surrounding community. So in the work you've seen here with veterans and as people are transitioning out, like you said, it's just thousands and thousands every year. What would you suggest that military members and veterans can do to best prepare for financial success in a new city?
Right, Ruthie, that's what it really comes down to, is people want to be financially secure. So we tell them, have a financial plan before you get out, because there's going to be differences in where you live with mortgage equity or insurance rates, and, you know, all the different things that were taken care of when you were in the military are not necessarily going to be taken care of as you get out. So they need to have a plan, but establish a relationship with an organization, a trusted financial organization, and people like Operation Homefront who will help you. I mean, I made this transition. Think of all the thousands of people who have made that transition, and at Navy Federal, we have our hand out, and we're saying, look, don't worry. We're here to help you with these lists. You can call us 24 hours a day, and the team will help you out. But making this transition doesn't need to be as stressful, you know, as a lot of people think it is. Just take care of, or take advantage of all of those things that are out there to help you.
That's just such an incredible resource that is available. And I love what you said about here we are, hands out, ready to help. If people are interested in, well, I guess first in checking out the list and then also in getting more information about the partnership that happened here and how they can maybe start building that financial plan, what's the best way for people to stay connected and get in touch?
So I am a certified financial education instructor in my life. I tell people when I was in the Marine Corps, you know, I was chasing the bad guys. I'm done doing that. Now I'm helping the good guys. That's our members, right? So the entire team at Navy Federal is available when you reach out at our 24-hour phone line. Or go ahead and look at our list, too. Look at our list at NavyFederal.org/bestcities. It's on there. It goes down to 20, and you can look at all the different considerations we put into this list. And I want all you veterans to stop, think about the fact that people are here to help you, and take advantage of all these services we have.
NavyFederal.org/bestcities. You can see the list. You can see all of the passion and strategy that goes into that and thinking through what are the best places, what are the considerations, and who would you recommend, Clay, is the right person to maybe check this list out now? Is this someone who's thinking about transitioning out or has recently made that transition and is now a veteran?
That's a great point, Ruthie, because whether you're a colonel who transitioned at 25 years or you're an airman in the Air Force who did 4 years and are getting out, know that each situation is going to be much different, obviously, but know that we took that into consideration. And we talked, in talking to over 1,000, we took that into consideration. So when last year we did the best careers list, you know, I was able to sit down with people and ensure that I understood that someone who maybe has a master's degree and was a pilot is going to be looking for different employment, or someplace that someone was a sonarman on a submarine. That's okay. Don't worry about that, because we've taken that into account. The people at Operation Homefront and at Navy Federal Credit Union know that everybody's different and individual. And the important part of it is that we're able to sit down with you, look at your life's goals, your family's goals, and how you feel like you can get secure financially and get to that for you.
And that's exactly the experience that I know so many people here in our community have had with Navy Federal. And just want to say thank you so much, Clay, for your service as a member of the Marine Corps, and now also, like you said, helping the good guys. I am just so grateful for the part that you play in our community and in our nation. And thank you for joining me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Thank you, Ruthie, and thank you so much for having me. Happy Veterans Day to everybody out there. Enjoy the day.